Barracuda.com.
Lane highway, the 8-lane highway, the 10-lane highway.
The information superhighway.
That's it. That's where we are. Speaking of that, Peter Greenberg along later in, say that again, Doug, later in the hour with a look to the northern lights. Those northern lights up there. You know where they are. Look over the sky, Roberta. It's a bird. It's a plane. No, it's the northern lights. Roberta Fasanelli, Jennifer Horn, Richie not here today, but Uri Geller is. If you are thinking about going after something, here's the man that can help you get it. Well, you help yourself get what you want. You got to get on the road to success. We're talking about the highway to success. And think about Uri living in England where they have these really wide super highways, the motorways, the M25 and the M4 and the M10, and how traffic, I am always reminded, usually when going back, and actually, no, it's coming over, because when you fly from America to England, normally you get there in the morning early. And by the time you go through customs and get a car and start driving, it's morning traffic time, and you can really get stuck in traffic. Have you ever used your mind to maneuver yourself around, thinking about the exit that goes to your house from Reading and the traffic being stuck there? Do you ever, you don't drive, but do you ever think as you're going along in the car, okay, you don't know the road, but you say instinctively, let's take this right, and you end up going exactly where you wanted to go, and you didn't have
the slightest idea. Of course, I do that all the time. Whenever we are driving, I say, go for it, green light, no red lights. I'm almost right all the time. I doubt it that it's my mind that changes the traffic lights, but it's still green. Whenever I'm looking for a car park and I can't find one and I see somebody sitting in a car in a good place for me to park, I stare into their eyes and I say, get out. 8 out of 10 times they get out and I say, thank you very much. That's politically at work.
Yeah.
You should all try to do this when you're looking for a car park space. Also, just to try your extra sense of perception out, when you're next in a supermarket and you're standing in the line to pay, stare at the back of someone, a stranger. Stare at in just right in the back of their heads and say, turn around. Dougie, I guarantee you, again, 8 out of 10 people will turn around and look at you, and you'll smile, and you'll say, my goodness, he got my message. It really does work, Doug.
I know it does.
I honestly, now, going back to what you just said, that did I hear you right, that you said that the highways or the motorways are better in England than in America?
Yes, I think the motorways in England are better. I think, generally speaking, the roads are better in Europe than they are in America. Not only are they
better
built.
Europe is one thing. England is another. I think that the roads here are terrible. Not all of them. But, for instance, just take the one when you come from a long flight, you land in Heathrow, you want to get it to London, it's 20 minutes ride, and, you know, you're stuck in traffic most of the time. There are no really wide highways or motorways.
Well, it's not that the motorways are bad, it's that there's too many people driving. That's what the problem
that's
is.
Right. And you know, you and I are really telepathic, because this morning there was a news report from Scotland and Ireland. You know, they're snowed in. And the presenter, the host of the morning show, was standing on the middle of the motorway, the middle of the highway. There wasn't a car in sight.
Nobody around.
It all stopped.
Yeah.
I mean, just a little snow, frozen roads, no traffic. Mm. Unbelievable. There, somehow, I don't understand this, because I just came in from Sweden. I just came in from Norway. And they're used to this. Day in, day out, for centuries and centuries. They're used to 10, 15, 20, 25 below. But when it gets snowy here, and the road the ground freezes, I mean, I guess they don't have the mechanism. They don't have the right tractors.
They don't have snowplows in England. They don't have. You don't get snow in England. You don't know what to do. I remember being there in a sort of, they called it a snowstorm. It was a couple of inches of dusting of snow. Everything stopped because they don't have sanders. They don't have plows. Most of the time, the weather in England is pretty much like it is in Seattle. It may be cloudy and rainy, and it can get cold in the wintertime. But everything, the ground doesn't freeze. And the coldness is 30 degrees and damp, so if it snows, it doesn't stay, but it still is problematic because people know how to drive in the snow. They have some unbelievable wrecks over there when there's snow.
And, you know, the reason that England stays warmer than other countries, and England is pretty north, northern Europe, is simply because of the Gulf Stream all the way from Mexico.
Yep.
Did you
Gulf
know
Stream.
That?
Yes, that's right. It influences the weather.
The Atlantic, and engulfs England, and that's why England really has very mild weather.
Yeah, England is not a bad place to be. Again, you got to get. I remember being over there all the years that Megan was a student there, and when I would come, you know, every month I'd come for a week or so, and we'd have fun, and I'd make sure that Megan was okay, and just the getting around. Very rarely was a sunny day. It was usually dark,
cloudy. You know, I love living here. I've been here now 28 years.
Yep.
My son Daniel just moved from San Francisco to New York.
Oh, did he? I didn't know that.
Yeah, he did. It was very hard for him to find work in San Francisco. So he's now in New York, and somehow there are more legal positions that are open for young people.
All right, so we're going to have Daniel on with legal stuff because now I felt badly about waking him up at 4 o'clock in the morning. So now that he's on the East Coast, I'll even see him when I go to New York. That'll be good.
Okay, okay, that's great. But, you know, Doug, that really concerns me because talk about California and people out of jobs. It's so hard to find a job. Here is a guy who speaks five languages, German, French, Spanish, Hungarian, English, Hebrew.
Yeah.
He's a criminal barrister in London for 3 years, finishes the Californian bar with kind of excellence, and he tries to get work, and it's very difficult.
Problem is there are too many lawyers, Uri. That's really the bottom line. There are too many lawyers. Too many lawyers.
Wait a minute. Let's put the lawyers aside. Is it true that California is going through a major financial...
Yeah, California's broke and in debt. It's almost as bad as the federal government. Everything's being shut down. State, they can't pay their bills. The state wants to tax everybody. More people are leaving California. 100,000 families a month are moving out of California and going elsewhere because they can't get work. It's ridiculous to live there. It's the kind of common sense that's lacking in government in California is astounding. Astounding.
Well, this is very hard to understand because, you know, all of these big movies, you know, come out of Hollywood.
Well, but they are now. Movies are being made all over the place. There are many states that are encouraging with lots of tax credits people that are making movies. The headquarters may be in L.A., but they're shooting them in Canada, they're shooting them in Louisiana, they're shooting them in Massachusetts, they're shooting them all over the place because too expensive.
Doug, what I was getting at is that the illusion that California gives you, you know, you have these movies that over a weekend gross $200 million.
Right.
You've got the glamour of Hollywood and Beverly Hills and San Francisco. And you would think that this is a fantastic, you know, prospering state. And you're telling me that it's going broke.
Yeah.
That is, what do you do? What does the governor, Arnie, what is the solution for something of this nature?
Well, they have to cut back on all of the programs that aim to help people that don't belong there. There are all kinds of just plain stupid stuff going on that just they have no reason for being. It makes no sense. We're going to pause for a moment. Earlier when we come back, I want to talk about Julian Assange, who was arrested in London this morning, and what kind of coverage is that getting in the press and the media in London. 16 after on Good Day.
Macy's declares Friday National Believe Day. To celebrate, the Make-A-Wish Foundation will grant wishes across America, and you can help. For every stamp letter to Santa that Macy's collects on Friday, we'll give an additional dollar to the Make-A-Wish Foundation. That's in addition to the up to $1 million already committed for letters dropped off through Christmas Eve. Together, we can collect more than a million reasons to believe. Drop off your Santa letter Friday during Macy's National Believe Day.
Hi, welcome to Staples. How can I help you?
I need a printer cartridge, but I don't want to pay a lot.
Well, you're in luck. We guarantee low prices on our ink. So if you find it for less at another store, we'll match it.
What if I find my ink for a dollar?
Well, we'd match it.
How about for a quarter?
We'd match that too.
How about pocket lint? What if I get it for that?
Absolutely.
Really?
No.
At Staples, your ink is always in stock and always at low prices, guaranteed. And if you find it for less, we'll match it. Staples. That was easy. Price guarantee available within 14 days of Staples purchase. Excludes outlets and clearance. See staples.com for details.
At USAA, we believe what customers say about their auto insurance says everything about an insurance company. And USAA members have a lot to say. Jesse writes this on USAA.com. We just saved $1,200 a year with USAA. While Justin writes, Dear USAA, thank you for being completely awesome, with an exclamation point. How does it feel to have auto insurance you describe as awesome with an exclamation point? Switch to USAA auto insurance and find out. Drivers who do save $450 a year on average. Our commitment to serve the financial needs of our military, veterans, and their families is without equal. If you or someone in your family has honorably served, switch to USAA Insurance today. Call 1-800-227-USAA or visit usaa.com/car. Insurance provided by United Services Automobile Association and its affiliates, San Antonio, Texas. Membership eligibility restrictions apply. Savings based on 2010 countrywide survey of new customers who switch. Not applicable in Massachusetts.
Tired of replacing expensive inkjet printer cartridges? Maybe it's time to replace the printer. Switch to Kodak and stop overpaying for inkjet printer ink. Because Kodak only uses fairly priced ink, you save money without having to print less. Get $70 off a new Kodak ESP7250 printer through December 11th at Office Max. Print and prosper with Kodak.
Adventurous Americans, maybe you own a motorcycle, a boat, an RV, a PWC, or an ATV. Well, FYI, GEICO could save you money on insuring those vehicles. And here's how easy it is. You call GEICO and speak with a specialized agent about all the vehicles you own. The agent crunches the numbers. And if you're like thousands of others, your rate is less than what you pay now. And where I come from, paying less means saving money. Call GEICO today for a free rate quote. GEICO. Saving people money on more than just car insurance.
Uri Geller is here. Check out his website, URIGELLER, urigeller.com. So Julian Assange under arrest. There was a deal made with Scotland Yard so that he would sort of give himself up. What's the coverage like over there? Is it crazy?
Yeah, the coverage is huge. It's crazy. He's in the headlines everywhere, all newspapers. Every morning show, every news broadcast is totally, they are totally obsessed with him. But let me tell you at least my take on it. I don't know where you guys, you know, what you think about what he did.
I think what he did is just like shooting the messenger. He's
absolutely. I think it's deadly. It's wrong. You know, when you send emails and cables without even checking and looking at them, and figuring out what can hurt a soldier somewhere overseas. This is bad. This is wrong. I do believe that the Americans will put their hands on him, and he'll end up extradited to the United States. That's what I think.
Mm. I don't. When I said don't shoot the messenger, I think he's just the messenger. I think it's bad policy that these things could be leaked as easily as they have been. I think they're trying to get rid of him. He's not the problem. He's and I don't know if he's the solution either, but he's become a whipping boy for politicians and hacks and people who don't want to be embarrassed by them being human. You see the human side of lots of people through a lot of these notes, and I think that there's a deeper problem there. But anyway,
I disagree with you.
I know. It's okay.
It is my opinion that he made his own decision.
Yeah. Oh, I don't disagree with that. I just think that there are a lot of things in there that don't hurt us to know. Uri Geller, again, website urigeller.com. Uri, thanks.
Okay, bye.
Do you want to get away from additives and preservatives in your food? Need alternatives to conventional food preparation? Do you want to save the fruits of your gardening labor? And are you looking for an excellent gift idea? Then check out the Excalibur Dehydrator. Dehydration is one of the healthiest, most cost-effective, and fun ways to feed yourself and your family. Make healthy snacks like fruit roll-ups and beef jerky. Store healthy food in case of an emergency with no added salts, fats, or preservatives. And save hundreds of dollars by drying it yourself with the Excalibur Dehydrator. The Excalibur Dehydrator comes with an industry-leading exclusive 10-year warranty. And when you order, you'll receive a free book filled with amazing, easy recipes at $25 value free for a limited time. Just mention coupon code GCN. Learn more and order your Excalibur Dehydrator today at drying123.com. That's DRYING123.com. Drying123.com. Or call 1-800-875-4254. That's 1-800-875-4254. Season's greetings and health and wellness from Excalibur Dehydrator.
If you owe the IRS money you can't pay, then listen carefully, because you already know that the problem won't go away by itself. You can get help today from the leading tax expert in the country, Dan Pilla.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. The IRS isn't going to just forget about you. Right now, the IRS is hiring thousands of tax collectors to go after delinquent accounts just like yours. That's why you need to take action today, and I can help. I take a simple but proven approach to solving your tax debt problem. First, I stabilize collections so you don't have to worry about wage and bank levies. Next, I build a detailed plan to get your debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even eliminated. Finally, I work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. So call now for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829.
Dan Pilla will solve your tax problem, guaranteed. He's helped thousands of people, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
100 Medicare.
Consider the following. The United States government has proposed raising the maximum fine for broadcasters from $27,500 to $500,000. Think of yourself as a broadcaster. The FCC says it's going to fine you $500,000 for something that they can't define. Nobody knows what's right and wrong. This country is completely out of control.
Rules. We got some rules around here.
Good day. It was the fright before Christmas. No one upset me with a big bowl of popcorn watching TV. I stretched, gave a yawn, settled back in my chair in hopes that St. Nicholson soon would be there. The children were lying awake without sleep. They'd seen all his movies. He gives them the creeps. I'd queued up Cuckoo's Nest with my trusty remote to the part where he had all the nuts on the boat. When out in the yard, there arose such a noise, I turned off the TV to see what it was. And what to my wondering eyes should approach but the Los Angeles Lakers and Pat Riley, their coach. The limo was racing, the team at its heels. That's when I saw him, the man at the wheel. He ranted and cursed, waved round his swizzle stick, and I knew in a second it must be Jack Nick. More rapid than the Celtics, these Lakers, they came. He screamed like a madman and called them by name.
Now Magic, now Worthy, now Scott and Kareem. On Cooper, on Rambis, and the rest of the team.
Down the chimney, St. Nicholson came with a groan. Then he brushed off the soot and said,
Honey, I'm home.
He was wearing a trench coat, with beer it was stained, and a shirt clawed to shreds by Shirley MacLaine. He had a fat face and a flabby beer belly. From too many trips to the bar and the deli.
It's tough when an actor becomes fat and lazy. I only get calls to play weirdos and crazies. Middle-aged has-beens with washed-up careers. But I'll fix them all and play Santa this year.
And with that, he buried his head in the sack and said,
Let's see what you get from your old buddy Jack. A hatchet for Daddy.
He reared back his head.
To scare all those little buggers upstairs in bed. And a stiff drink for Mommy in a nice tall glass. She could really use something to kill that bug up her chimney.
With a wink of his eye and a twist of his face, he threw all the stockings into the fireplace. What could I do? What could I say? What would I wear on my feet Christmas Day? I asked for a reason, and turning his head, he looked straight at me, and here's what he said.
Why? Do you want to know why? Do you really want to know why, pal? I'll tell you why. When you're out Christmas shopping, you know, doing your little Christmas things with all your little Christmas friends, spreading all that Christmas cheer with those stupid Christmas songs. Did you ever stop and think of picking up a little something for old Jack? Huh? Did you ever stop to think what Jack might like for Christmas? You know, Jack from the movies, up on the big screen, pouring his heart out, giving it everything he's got, day in and day out, just trying as hard as he can to bring a tiny little bit of sunshine into your miserable little humdrum lives. Did you ever think of good old Jack, huh? For a second? No, not once. Maybe old Jack just wasn't that good, huh? Maybe I wasn't good enough and the postman always rings twice. Acting my guts out for you in that one. Cuckoo's Nest, The Shining, Witches of Freaking Eastwick, Pritchie's Freaking Honor. All for you, pal. Just to brighten things up for you. Not good enough, though, is it? No, you want me to brighten up the Christmas season, too, huh? Isn't that what you want, pal? Okay, let's make things real bright around here. What do you say we decorate the tree? String up these pretty lights here. Oh, she's looking brighter already. Why don't we take this cute little angel and ram her on the top branch, huh? How about some gasoline for the whole freaking thing? Honey, let's make her just as bright as she can be. What do you say we light her up and chuck her through the old picture window here, huh, pal? No sense having a tree as bright as all that. Not giving the neighbors a chance to see, don't you think? There, aren't you glad old Jack stopped by?
The flames towered brightly in the cold winter sky as he made for his lawn and bade his goodbye. And an age may unfold ere I fail to regret that visit from St. Nicholson, which I'd sooner forget. But I swear by the goosebumps upon my skin that I'll always remember that devilish grin and his voice crying out ere he faded from sight.
Merry Christmas to all! And I hope I never see you again as long as I live, for crying out loud.
Nice. One of the clever Christmas spoofs from Bob Rivers.
Wow.
Jack Nicholson. 28 after on Good Day.
It's Macy's one-day sale Wednesday with a preview day Tuesday. Men's and women's sweaters 50% off. Take 30 to 50% plus an extra 20% off fine jewelry. Save on pajamas and robes, also 50% off. Take 60% off our entire stock of throws and flannel sheet sets. And fashion clearance for him and her is now 50 to 80% off. Plus, get free shipping at Macy's.com with a $99 purchase. Savings off regular sale and clearance prices exclusive supplies. See store for details.
This week, wrap up your holiday shopping with great holiday savings at True Value. Get a powerful halogen work light 500 watt for just $14.88 and save over 40%. Or pick up our triple toolbox set. Get three toolboxes for the price of one, only $12.97. Available at participating stores while supplies last. But you better wrap it up soon. Sale ends Saturday. True Value. Start right. Start here for the holidays.
An important message from Medicare and the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
Got 2 miles to go, John. Why are you smiling?
Oh, you'll like this. I just changed my Medicare.
Open enrollment?
Yep. I compared plans and found coverage that's better for me.
Did you see the new benefits we get from the new health care law?
What?
Like, well, 50% off brand name prescriptions for anyone in the donut hole.
Really?
Come on, John. You got to keep up.
Open enrollment is November 15th to December 31st. Visit Medicare.gov or call 1-800-MEDICARE.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Men, take control of your prostate health without the risk of nasty side effects with Prostate Secure. Early detection, regular prostate exams, and PSA tests are a must for men over 40. Listen, if you have symptoms of an enlarged prostate but don't want to take a drug with possible nasty side effects, or if you're over 40, then use Prostate Secure, a natural dietary supplement for men. Prostate Secure is a scientifically formulated blend of clinically significant amounts of natural ingredients. It brings together the most powerful plant sterols like beta-sitosterol, resveratrol, and saw palmetto, along with antioxidants such as vitamin D3, resveratrol, and lycopene to support good prostate health, proper urinary flow, function, and more. Check out ProstateSecure.com. Order online and save 10% with promo code SAVE10 or call 1-800-239-9432. That's 800-239-9432. Or visit ProstateSecure.com. Take control of your prostate health naturally with Prostate Secure.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 5 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $209, and the Berkey guy will include three Sport Berkey water bottles and ship everything to you free of charge. That's right, three Sport Berkey water bottles and free shipping. An $87 value, yours free. Call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
You worry. We do too, so that's why we made the new OfTheField.com website. New features include the ability to grow and expand, the Free Foragers Forum, and an ultra-secure e-commerce platform. And now, extended until Sunday night, December 12th, take 10% off on everything in our learning resources area by using the coupon code NEWSITE. That's N-E-W-S-I-T-E, no spaces. With this new platform, it is our commitment to serve the foraging community with questions, tips, tricks, and advice freely asked for and given by all. In these times, the strong and principled must stick together, share information, and form bonds stronger than any food tyranny. Wild food is both free to own and free to take, and together we can keep it that way. So go to ofthefield.com and use coupon code NEWSITE or call 888-51-EAT-FREE and give the gift that gives for life. That's ofthefield.com or call 888-51-EAT-FREE. All of nature's bounty lies at your feet.
Going on in your life and the lives of many people that affect your life. That's what this program is all about. Your family, your friends, the reality of the world, the things that you love, like your pets, all in the focus here. 800-510-8255 always stays in touch with us. On the Good Day program coming up, Clay Kohut as his social media headline for the day. You know, we are broadcasting on the internet at gooddayshow.com. The video of this program. I'm here having my burgundy. Jennifer's been watching this. My burgundy teeth. Jennifer is fine with my attire. It's Roberta who's the problem with my attire.
You look like something out of Playboy at Night from the 60s or 70s.
I'd have to have a bathrobe on for that with my turtleneck.
You would. You'd need a bathrobe.
With a turtleneck, yeah,
and some silk pants.
Get over yourself, will you please, Roberta? Please.
Do you have on your chroma key blue corduroy pants?
I do not.
No. Too bad. No. Do you still have those?
I do. Yes.
Those pants are hilarious.
Do you think Doug throws out any of his clothes?
No. The only time I get tossed is when the zippers don't work any longer or I get a hole in the crotch from leaning over and they split. That's it. End of story.
Duh, Roberta.
The state of Kentucky offering a big tax break to anybody who wants to help build a full-size replica of Noah's Ark, being built as an attraction at a theme park by the same people who run the Kentucky Creation Museum. This would be a good place for you, Roberta. I'm sure you'd love it there.
Mm-hmm.
They're hoping that these two attractions in tandem will create a Christian tourism corridor in their state. The Ark will be built from wood from Amish builders. Park will include the Tower of Babel. That's all they have to do. And you know what? They're going to put in a speaker in the Tower of Babel and play this program back over and over and over and over and over and over and over again. The state, however, is in trouble because giving a tax incentive to people who are involved in building a religious sort of themed park could come into a violation of the constitutional separation of church and state. Hadn't even thought about that when I first started thinking about the story, but as I read through it, I hadn't gone through to the end of it. Constitutional separation of church and state. No subsidy for Noah's Ark. I thought they found Noah's Ark sticking out of a mountain someplace in Asia, didn't they?
But really?
Do you remember that from... There was a guy named Brad Hall who used to do these crazy, this is the truth kinds of reports. And he'd do an hour special on the craziest things. And one of them was supposedly the... This is a guy who looked like a combination of Daffy Duck and Mr. Whipple. He's just a really weird-looking guy, and he had a big, deep boy.
Did he squeeze the Charmin?
I'm not sure. I never asked him, Roberta. Mm. He had a voice that probably would have melted the Charmin. So the thing was, the Ark was here, and they found all kinds of other stuff. And it looked like, the pictures were so phony, it looked like they'd built this thing into the side of a mountain to make it look like it had been encrusted in sort of a volcanic rock for a low these many years. And then all of a sudden, the rock disappeared and the end of the Ark showed up hanging out of the mountain. It was pretty preposterous, but people were entertained by it to a certain extent. Speaking of entertainment, Clay Cohut follows social media for us here on the Good Day program, and he has today's social media headline. What is the buzz?
So there's a game called Super Meat Boy that's gaining popularity on the
Super
internet.
Super Meat, M-E-E-T or M-E-A-T?
M-E-A-T, and that's actually what's causing the buzz around this story.
Is this dangerous territory for us?
Say that again?
I said, is this dangerous territory? Do we have to have our fingers on the button here?
Oh, no. The game basically stars a slab of meat as the playable character, and it plays like Nintendo's Super Mario Brothers. And it's causing a stir because PETA has become offended by this character, saying that meat is a bad thing to, I guess, eat and to play as a character on TV or on a video game. Mm-hmm. So they've created their own version of the game called Super Tofu Boy in response to it. And it was a scaled-down version of the game, but ironically, it cost three times more to produce than the original Super Meat Boy. And so Super Meat Boy has responded by adding Super Tofu Boy to the playable characters in the game.
I think it's a time to get a life.
Too much time on your hands.
Asked for this one. Wow. Don't forget also, what, Roberta?
I didn't say anything.
Who started to say something?
I said, I am Tofu Boy.
Okay, I got that. All right, meanwhile, at facebook.com/Good Day Show, you can come in, throw your hat in the ring to be one of our folks interviewed. We try to get to this every Friday. Sometimes we do, sometimes we don't. It's always nice to meet a person who is a big fan of the program. So if you'd like to be interviewed on Friday, Clay goes through all of the random Facebook fan wall writing. That's kind of a big sentence, isn't it? Every Thursday, so that you're going to be here on Friday. It'd be cool to meet you and to find out more about you. You're the star on the Good Day program. So go to facebook.com/Good Day Show. I want to know, speaking of meat, M-E-A-T, how these naked pictures of Miley Cyrus got onto the internet.
Well, the story is that her cell phone was stolen, and that was in the news. And then all of a sudden, no one knows, but all of a sudden these pictures started showing up, and someone said that they were recovered from her stolen phone, that they were pictures of her naked. But the truth is, they're probably Photoshopped.
I disagree, Jennifer, because I saw a group of people on the internet working together to figure out whether or not they were real, and it was some real, what's a CSI detective stuff? Like it was crazy. They were looking at
why would it be
details.
That important to determine whether these were naked pictures of Miley Cyrus or naked pictures of Kardashian?
Doug, these pictures leaking is probably some of the biggest thing to happen to some of these people in their entire lives.
Here's my speculation.
She's underage.
Who's been talking about Miley Cyrus in the last 4 or 5 months? Nobody. So we can contrive a story and say, oh, somebody stole my phone, and have these pictures show up even though she's underage. If you go look at them, you could be charged with child pornography. because she's under 18, right?
Well, what about the people that are getting charged with child porn for just sending pictures of themselves when they're underage? And why isn't she getting in trouble for that?
She being Miley?
Yes.
Taking the pictures she sent them. She took these pictures. That's the allegation. And then they ended up...
They're her pictures, right.
Yeah, okay. I just said what I think is the reality. Nobody for the past 4 or 5 months has whispered anything about Miley Cyrus. She has been... You know, last time there was news is when her mother and father got divorced, right?
What's she going to do next to get attention?
Well, you know...
Well, because her mother was bonking Brett Michaels.
Right. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So, under the circumstances, the PR people got to figure out ways of keeping their clients in the public eye.
I'd suggest bonking Brett Michaels.
Yeah, well, there you go. And if that's the case, I was looking at some of the Twitter and Facebook material that's being used to raise money. This is the time of year when lots of charities are looking for lots of ways to get you to give. So Twitter and Facebook are, this week, Lady Gaga, Justin Timberlake, the Kardashians, Ryan Seacrest, Alicia Keys agreeing to do some work on what they call the digital life sacrifice. They sign off Twitter starting the first of the month, and then they come back on again. Is that how that works, Clay? They're trying to raise $1 million. Why would that be the case? You pay X number of dollars to get them to come back on? Is that how this works?
I think so. That they're taking a pledge to go offline until the donation limit is met.
And how's that going? So, have you been following it? Do you know? How's it going?
You ask me or Jennifer?
You or Jennifer, whomever.
It's a bit ridiculous. They're saying we're going to stop tweeting till we meet the money.
Yeah, but have they made any money? Who's following the money? Follow the money. Are they getting close to the $1 million they were trying to get?
I don't know. I'm not sure, Doug.
No. Clay, you've bitterly disappointed me again.
I'm so sorry.
No, what's going on?
I'm so sorry.
That's terrible. There are a lot of, I see a lot of Facebook activity following various things since Black Friday, Roberta.
Mm-hmm.
Things, for example, there's a list of the toys that ought not to be bought this year. Mm-hmm. A lot of Facebook activity on that. There are organic products that would be for the person who's interested in that sort of thing. Top 10 organic products, that's floating around Facebook. So how does this happen? Somebody lists them and then they just spread to other friends and then other friends I know what happens in Twitter, they retweet this stuff, but mm-hmm. how do they continue to reproduce the information so that it becomes extraordinarily viral on Facebook?
They have an option called sharing, where you click, if you like something, you click share, and then it broadcasts it to all of your friends.
Mm-hmm. There's been a lot of this activity since Black Friday, that's for sure. Looking at all, there's a lot of restaurant coupons. Did you see, there was something about Groupon that I saw today. I know, there was an attempt to get, an opportunity. I love it when these things are sent to us, that you have an opportunity to speak to the head honcho at Groupon. The only reason they do that is because there's something going on with them that's hurting their business. And I'm guessing it's probably the event, was it last Friday, when they were offered $6 billion, and then they said over the weekend they wouldn't take it because it wasn't enough.
Yeah.
And now that has fallen kind of in a dead way on the public. What do you mean? You're not... $6 billion, you've only been around for a year? So they're trying to, in some way, shape, or form, redress or readdress their value and what the public thinks of them. Roberta was, I think, the one that turned us on to Groupon. Mm-hmm. Weren't you, Roberta?
Yep. Love Groupon.
Just so many imposters. Clay, go ahead.
Just to put that number in perspective, that's six times what YouTube was acquired for by Google. So that's a huge number.
It is a big number. Our poll today at DougStefan.com, do you think you know what's really going on in the world? Yes, with WikiLeaks and the Internet, people are more in touch than ever with the world's happenings. B, nope, the elitists in Washington keep my eyes shielded from the truth. C, I think I do, but I can't be sure. And D, I have no connection to the outside world and never leave the house. I have no idea what's going on anywhere in the world. So those are the four things we'd like you to check out, and choose one of them, if you will, when you check your email. I know it's neat to check the poll at DougStefan.com. Yesterday's poll, do Do you think there's life on other planets? 51% of you said, yes, I think life exists that's completely out of the ordinary. 19% of you said, I think there are other humans out there somewhere. 13% of you said, yes, but only in the form of microbiotic life. And 11% said, I think life only exists on Earth. And then, let's see, 6% said, no, humans are the only speck of life in the universe. Huh?
Hmm.
I don't remember that one. The videos today, we have two of them. And one of them is the rescue, the metro station rescue in Madrid. If you haven't seen footage of this, it was released. This off-duty policeman rescuing a man who fell onto the tracks before the train arrived, and this guy rescues him. Very compelling stuff. And then something that you better look out for, especially if you're in cities like Clay and Roberta, where they, in New York, are confronted with all kinds of things. There is, on this video, is a warning. It shows how a credit card swiper can walk by you and get your credit card number, the date the card expires, and the number on the back of it just by brushing up against your pants.
Whoa.
You didn't know that, huh?
Mm-mm.
No. There are a lot of people at risk. This is a very important, and maybe we'll play the audio of it later on, but it's very important. You should check this out. Electronic pickpocketing profiled in the video of the day at DougStephan.com. Dr. Ken Kronhaus joins us in a moment with some important medical information. We have our daily dose, and it'll focus on daily aspirin. Up next on Good Day.
Sally Field talks about getting a month of Boniva free.
If you have osteoporosis, check out the My Boniva program. It's free to join and shows you lots of ways to help improve your bone strength. Boniva works with your body to help stop and reverse bone loss. And My Boniva gives you calcium-rich recipes, monthly reminders, and even a month of Boniva free.
Once monthly Boniva is a 150-milligram prescription tablet to treat and prevent postmenopausal osteoporosis. See our ad in Weight Watchers. Don't take Boniva ibandronate sodium if you have problems with your esophagus, low blood calcium, severe kidney disease, or can't sit or stand for at least 1 hour. Follow dosing instructions carefully. Stop taking Boniva and tell your doctor if you have difficult or painful swallowing, chest pain, or severe or continuing heartburn, as these may be signs of serious upper digestive problems. If jaw problems or severe bone, joint, and or muscle pain develop, tell your doctor.
Ask your doctor if Boniva can help you stop losing and start reversing. And check out the My Boniva program.
Join today and get a free month of Boniva if eligible at MyBoniva.com or call 1-888-MYBONIVA.
Dr. Ken Kronhaus is here on the Doug Steffen Good Day program, brought to you by the folks who are responsible for taking care of your eyes and other parts of your skin. The wrinkle around your skin, around your nose, around your face can be all gone if you use Night Skin. Night Skin is a way for you to deal with age spots. There's so many things that are in this product, Ken, that will help disappear. I don't know if you'd say disappear. The wrinkles aren't going to disappear, but they're going to seem like they're less prominent. And that's something that everybody from Tom Cruise, you see the story about Tom Cruise being so concerned about his face and how he's looking that he's now using the things, the products on his face that his wife uses. And I'll bet she uses Night Skin.
I bet a lot of guys are using the things that their wives use. Yes, these have natural products, vitamin C, Matrixyl 3000, hyaluronic acid, all products your body makes. They're natural. They're just not in high enough concentration. Reduce deep wrinkling. Get your money back if they don't work.
Night Skin. You can actually get a bottle free by calling 800-607-7078. Just pay shipping and handling. 800-607-7078. It's like getting a full facial while you're asleep. You need this help. Call now for a free bottle. Get started. Look younger. Call New Vitality at 800-607-7078. And in league with that, you have a story today on sunscreen and what it does or doesn't do.
Yes, out of the Journal of Oncology and living in Florida, everybody's uneasy about this. Good news, applying sunscreen every day to the head, neck, arms, and hands reduced the chances of getting melanoma by a half. In this study, they used SPF 16 sunscreen.
Really? Okay, what's the story about daily aspirin dosage?
Huge news out of the medical journal Lancet. Long-term use of a daily low-dose aspirin, we're talking about 75 to 81 milligrams, dramatically cuts the risk of dying from a wide variety of cancers. This is great news. And the effect just increases as time goes on. Guys, women over the age of 40, talk to your doctors about the benefits of taking aspirin now for cancer.
Cell phone use.
Oh, I have a question for Dr. Ken about this.
All right, go ahead quickly.
Is this only aspirin, or is it any non-steroidal anti-inflammatory, which
aspirin
is?
Aspirin. They only looked at aspirin in this study. 25,000 patients
looked at. Got it. That's aspirin, I think, is a...
We don't know about these other products.
Take every day anyway. 51 past the hour. Dr. Ken here on Good Day.
Got a light, Jessica?
Nope.
But you're smoking.
I don't need a light. It's a Smoke Genie electronic cigarette.
Really?
You haven't tried them? It's just like the real thing, but better. It's so much cheaper. There's no tar and burning, and you can take just a few puffs and put it right back in your purse. You can even smoke one of these where regular cigarettes are banned.
Seriously? I'm sick of people telling me where I can and can't smoke.
I tell you, it's great. There's a bunch of them out there, but Smoke Genie is way superior in flavor, quality, shipping, and customer service.
I don't know. I've been smoking cigarettes forever. Not sure I could change.
Listen, there's a 30-day no-questions-asked money-back guarantee. You've got nothing to lose. I wish they had Smoke Genie 10 years ago. I would have saved a ton of money. And my clothes don't smell like smoke anymore.
Really? That's great.
And Smoke Genie even has next-day delivery. Go to SmokeGenieCigs.com today and use the code RADIO for 10% off your order.
SmokeGenieCigs.com and code RADIO for 10% off? I'm in.
Question. What would you rather drink? Acidic water, which burns holes in your body and causes loss of bone mass? Or alkaline water, which promotes high energy and vibrant health? The answer is clear. And if you're drinking acidic water, you're helping cancer cells and bacteria to grow out of control. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals. Using plasma pH drops is the best way to alkalize your water and help you get rid of acid and regain your health and energy. Simply put 10 drops in the water you drink to raise the pH to a healthy alkaline level. Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. Disease organisms like bacteria, viruses, or cancer cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or by calling 269-409-1776. Again, 269-409-1776.
That's Roberta working with Ennio Morricone, the spaghetti westerns. His specialty.
You know, like you a spaghetti western?
The bad and the ugly.
Hey, you know?
Yeah, I know. A film had that same name. Played Eastwood, Lee Van Cleef, Eli Wallach. My God, Eli Wallach is 95 years old.
He's still alive?
Yep.
Oh, my goodness.
He was in a movie. I saw him in a movie. Oh. Chucker, did you see there was a... I forget where it was. It was a movie, it's not an old movie. Him... playing a role in the movie. He still is very active. You can still tell that it's him. Lee Van Cleef has been dead for quite a number of years. And Eastwood's still going strong. But I think Eastwood's, 85? How old is Clint Eastwood?
I think he's 81.
81, okay.
Yep.
So happy birthday to Eli Wallach. Let's get into movie moments. Chuck Curry is here with some movie news in a few moments. Before we get to that, though, there is a movie that's been out now for a couple of years, and it's become... very visible on most of the cable movie channels. Showtime's played it a lot. HBO's played it a lot. And one of the actresses in this movie turns 78 today, whether that helps or not. We'll see if the audio helps. We're going to play three clips from this movie, see if you can ID it. Has one, two, three, you could argue three to four really big stars. Let's see if it recognizes their voices as we play the audio from this movie.
We analyzed those photos, Mr. Vice President. And they are actually trenches, watering holes for cattle, not caves.
That's not what my people told me.
Vice, you grew up in Wyoming. You should damn well know cattle.
All right, that's clip one. Anybody got it already? Should be pretty. If you know it, you know it. It's pretty obvious. 800-510-8255. What'd you say, Chucker?
Another clip.
Another clip, Michael.
Well, looks like we're hitting it off like grease hits a skillet, huh?
Well, I don't think politics should define a human being. There's more to people than just how they vote. I read in the paper that you're running for Congress.
Yes, ma'am, I am. And I don't believe in forcing myself on people, so that's why I'm just going to ask for your phone number, not your vote.
You devil. You devil.
800-510-8255. Got it yet, Chucker?
I do not.
No. Yes, you do. You just don't know you do. All right. Last clip.
Mr. President, what place do you think you'll have in history?
In history? In the history, we'll all be dead.
I have no idea.
No, yes, you do.
No, I don't.
It's only been out for a couple of years, produced by Oliver Stone.
I know it.
You got it? Okay.
It's been playing on Showtime a lot.
Yeah, 800. I just said that, Chucker. 800-510-8255. Know what it is? Have the answer. We'll have Chucker here with movie news in a 60-second time frame.
Ah, the holidays. Rocking around the Christmas tree, not going to be quite as easy this year? It doesn't have to be that way, you know. Feel your best this holiday season with help from Nature's Youth, the anti-aging experts. You know, the creators of Nature's Youth RSF, the all-natural amino acid supplement that supports your body to naturally increase HGH levels without any synthetic hormones. Thought that might ring a bell. Well, in the giving spirit, Nature's Youth is offering $5 off any order you place between now and the end of the year. That includes any of their more than 100 unique products. They didn't stop there either. With any Nature's Youth order, receive a free Pro-GHR spray. Pro-GHR was designed to provide precursor nutrients to help your body naturally boost its HGH levels. Log on to naturesyouth.com today and get you feeling like you again. Special holiday savings for you. $5 off any order and a free bottle of Pro-GHR spray between now and January 1st. Call 800-333-6923. That's 800-333-6923 or log on to naturesyouth.com.
All right, let's get some movie news here, Chucker, before we get the answer to our movie quiz. What's happening that's exciting?
All right, Doug. Actress Olivia Wilde, who plays a character of 13 on the TV show House, reportedly the front runner now, the star in Ridley Scott's Alien prequel, which will hit theaters in 2013. Mm-hmm. Olivia Wilde's movie career is starting to heat up as she co-stars in Tron Legacy, opening on the 17th of this month, and also next summer's Cowboys vs. Aliens. Good-looking eyes, Doug, will get you a long way business. One other bit of news, AMC's Walking Dead final on that network drew 6 million viewers Sunday night. That's a whopping number for a zombie series and a basic cable TV show.
You know how wrong that just sounds? That's just bad. Just wrong.
I think that was the biggest audience ever, wasn't it, for a cable series?
It's a huge audience, and it shows you that people are really discarding regular network programming. Yeah. For all sorts of cable programming, which is really superior. It's a really good show. I know, Doug, you would.
I watch TBS and TNT, and
that's the same kind of deal.
Yeah, that's the same stuff. I think they're much better than what you get on the dribble. There's a few good shows on a couple of the networks, and that's it. Like The Good Wife, that's a great show, and the NCIS.
I think it's gonna be a long time before we see another Lost to 24 on network TV.
All right, Karen, what's the name of the movie? Karen.
Karen, W.
W, it is. W. The star was Josh Brolin.